It starts out like any other church service. Everyone takes their seats, the father says a few words, and the opening hymn begins. Only this time, not everyone is in key. I'm in the auditorium of Sacred Heart Cathedral in Prince George, and alongside the normal gathering of children and families, there's a few four-legged creatures as well.
My name is Nuala Power. I am a teacher at Sacred Heart School. Well, this evening, because it is the feast day of St. Francis of Assisi, which is celebrated every year on October 4th, we are having a traditional blessing of the animal. So small pets are invited to come along with their owners and receive a blessing and take part in a beautiful service.
I learned there used to be a blessing at another church, but somehow it fell by the wayside. Over the last couple of years, volunteers at Sacred Heart have been working to bring it back, with Father Pierre performing the blessing for the first time.
We have a number of members in the parish that are very strong with the SPCA. And in one of our discussions, we were talking about the blessing of animals. And I said, of course I would be open to having animals blessed as a sign of how they're part of God's creation and how we need to take proper respect to the animals, yeah.
When an animal is blessed, I'm just curious, is it similar to a baptism where you get blessed once and then you're...
Absolutely not. Thank you for the question. A baptism would be very similar. It is a ritual in a church where a human person makes a commitment to following a particular way of life. When we talk about blessings, whether it's the blessings of animals or the blessings of buildings or the blessings of events, what we're asking really is that God help us to be open to His presence there. So with the blessing of these animals, what I'm really hoping is that we as humans can open our eyes to what God has given to us in the animals.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, bless the Lord, all you God's creatures.
So what do we have in your hands here?
These are cats. Little Prince. And that one is Saucy. We've got 9 cats and 3 dogs.
And are you bringing all of them in?
No, not all of them. Just 2 cats and 3 dogs.
And why have you decided on those particular animals to come out?
Because they were the ones we were able to catch.
So, and why have you decided that you would like to have them blessed?
We thought it would be a good idea to come.
Do you hope to get anything out of it?
That you would ask my partner more so.
What about, do you think your animals will get anything out of it?
I haven't the foggiest idea, but it's fun.
This is Akon, is the big guy, and the little guy is Bower.
And what are they?
Malamute cross.
All right, and why have you brought them out tonight?
To give them a blessing, give them God's love and prayers, and this little guy unfortunately is sick. He has a heart murmur.
And are you hoping this will help, or does it?
Just to kind of give him some peace.
How old is he?
9 months.
9 months?
They're brothers. So you can tell this guy's really healthy and big, and this guy's not as got as much meat on him.
Have you ever done anything like this?
No.
So what were your thoughts when you heard that it was happening?
I thought it was pretty cool that we could come and have the same sort of blessings that we receive at church, and that, you know, hopefully that they're in God's hands and that they're part of us and one of the family, and it was just a pretty neat event.
Do you think they'll notice any difference?
I think they know that we love them. Right, so I'm hoping that it's just being around other animals in there too, and just, you know, again, knowing how much we love them and that we're passing God's love on to them.
Kathy Travers with the BCSPCA. I think it's wonderful, and I'm one that used to go to the Blessing of the Animals at St. John's in New York City, so this is a little bit different. We don't have elephants here like we did in New York, but worked with animals my whole life. But a 3-pound dog changed my life drastically. And I had born and raised Boston Irish Catholic, of course, left the church for like 40 years. And when she passed away, brought me back to church. She was amazing. She was 3 pounds, and nothing in my life have ever loved me like that 3-pound dog. And I took her everywhere with me, to New York, to Neverland. We went everywhere together. I felt guilty because I should have let her go earlier and reached out to the good Lord, and He steered me into the direction of Sacred Heart, and I've been here ever since.
It's true. Almighty God, thank you for the gift of Harry. May Harry always bring great joy and great happiness
to her, his member, his owners. May Almighty God bless you, Harry, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You take care of Harry, okay?
What is this like?
They're just the cutest little animals. It's mostly the joy that you see in the owners. Okay. And what is the name?
Oops. Marley, are you?
What? Marley? Oops.